Sirius Nibitsiris is generously sponsored by the Saka family in memory of Joseph Saka. Ram v'nisa, gadol v'nora. As we make our way towards the Amida, we describe Hashem as Ram. He is above, he's elevated above all worlds. He's exalted. He's not accessible. He's not comparable. He's not like us. He's Ram. He is elevated. He is above. He is gadol v'nora. We've described already, and we will when we get to the Amida, when we use those words again. How are these separate individual descriptions of Hashem? They're not simply synonyms. What does it mean to be great? Gadol is not describing Hashem's size, his volume, his height, something about greatness. And Nora, what does it mean for him to be awesome, worthy of our awe? But then we describe he's mashpil geim umagbiya shifalim. He humbles the arrogant, the haughty, and he lifts up those who are shifalim, those who feel low. The Shem Yishmur, the Sachet Shav Rebbe, points out that even after they are lowered, mashpil geim, even after they are lowered, they remain arrogant. Person with an inflated ego, the person who thinks they're all that, person who thinks they are the source of all that happens in their life and they are responsible in this world, even when they're humbled, even when they're lowered, even when life deals them a message that should help them realize who they really are, mashpil, even when life mashpil, they're still geim. And the opposite is also true. Says the Sachet Shavar, Umagbiya Shefalim. Tzadikim, the righteous, they feel shafel, they feel low. They're humble and modest. They realize how mere mortal they are. Even after Magbiya, when Hashem raises, when Hashem pours bracha, when He gives good fortune, even to those who are shefalim, they remain shefalim. So Mashpil Geim, Magbiya Shefalim, the description applies even after Hashem has adjusted, raises or lowers them. That's the core of who they are. He is Motzi Asirim. He releases those who are bound. He redeems, he frees those who are in prison, like we say Matir Asirim, the beginning of the Amida. Here is Motzi Asirim. Those who are bound are released. Of course, this is a reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim. All of these things. All of these are still going back on Alzos. Shibchu Ahuvim. For all that we already said, namely Yitzias Mitzrayim, when Hashem providentially showed His hand, when He redeemed us and released us, He was elevated, the Egyptians were lowered, we were raised, Motzi Asirim, we were freed. Upodeh Anavim, and He redeems, what are Anavim? Anavim are the humble, and Anav is humble. What does it mean He redeems those who are humble? So the commentaries point out, and it makes a lot of sense, if somebody's arrogant, they act as if they don't need Hashem to redeem them. Hashem is not going to redeem them. To the extent and to the degree that we invite and welcome Hashem into our lives, to the extent and degree to which we modestly understand that we are dependent on Him, not independent from Him, that our destiny is determined from above with all the initiative and effort we take, ultimately Hashem decides. So when a person is an anav, when you're humble, and you humbly submit and surrender to Him, he's podeh. He responds, he answers, he shows up, he redeems. But a person who's arrogant, who acts as if they don't need Hashem, Chazal tell us that the one chait that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intolerant of, he responds to arrogance by saying, there's not enough room in this world for both me and the arrogant person. Hashem says, you're arrogant? You try to take up the whole room? I don't need to be there. You're on your own. So of course, he's not podeh the geim, he's podeh the anavim. He redeems those who are modest and those who are humble, those who understand that we rely entirely on Him. Ozer Dalim. He helps the Dalim. Who are the Dalim? So the simple understanding of the Dalim are people who are indigent, people who are poor, people who don't have the resources that they need. Hashem is Ozer. He steps in. He keeps a roof over our head and food in our mouths. No matter a person's financial position, Hashem is Ozer Dalim. But there's another interpretation. Shulchan Aruch writes, Yispalo derech tachanunim kerosh mevakish bepesach. Person, when they organize their davening, and we're getting ready for the Amida, the core of Tefillah B'Tzibur, of course, is the Amida. That's the essence of davening. Everything before it is building up to it. Everything afterwards is coming down from it. But the essence, the part where we're really, the Amida, where Omeid Lefnei Hashem, is the Shmoneh Esrei. So Yispalo, how should we daven derech tachanunim in a manner of needing, of feeling dependent, of requests from Hashem, kirush Hamavakesh bePesach, as if we're a poor person going door to door. You don't stand there accomplished. You don't stand there independent. You don't stand there as if you've arrived. You don't stand there as if you have no needs. Person should humbly present before Hashem, recognizing that they need, as if we're so humbled, we have to knock on the door. Ubenachas, we daven benachas. Person shouldn't be too extreme, too boisterous, too loud. Benachas, benachas. Shalatira alav kemasa, nor should one daven in a way that appears it's a burden. Umavakash lipatar mimenu, as if you are trying to be done from it. Shari Tshuva writes on the Sifin Shulchan Aruch, Shari Tshuva writes, Tamidei Ha'ari, Kishegiyah, the Tamidei Ha'ari say, Kishegiyah lo'ozer dalem, well, how do you express this? This notion that we appear to Hashem humble, dependent, when? When do we express that? When do we take that posture? It's when we say these two words, Ozer dalem. As we prepare to rise for the Amidah, we prepare to take our steps forward to the Amidah. When we say these two words, Ozer dalem, Yachshav belibo shu'ani, umevakesh ala pesach. Afilu hu asher. Say the Tamid Ari, says the Arizal, even if you're wealthy, you're independent, even if you have the material success that you need, nevertheless, when you say these words, Ozer Dalim, one should see themselves as if they are needy, as if they are indigent and poor, as if they have to knock on the door for help. How does one do that? So the Chidah, Chaim Yosef David Azulay, the Chidah says, the way you do that is not necessarily to think of ourselves as Ozer Dalim, Dalim only in the material financial self sense. When a person considers how many mitzvahs we're missing, how much Torah knowledge we lack, we don't have, a person could feel impoverished in piety, impoverished in righteousness, impoverished in Torah and in mitzvahs, that we're not yet there. We haven't accumulated and amassed wealth, that we have still so far and so much to go. And says the Chidah, we end with this, that is the appropriate kavana. When saying the words Ozer Dalim every morning, when getting ready to rise for the Amidah, Ozer Dalim, if you're blessed to be in a position in life that you're not a dal, that you're not poor in the economic financial sense, then we can all see ourselves as being poor. We're not yet wealthy in the spiritual sense. And therefore, it's not false modesty or it's not an exaggeration. We're not saying something untrue. Ozer Dalim, Hashem, we're Dalim b'mitzvos and b'torah, and we need your Ezra, we need your help. And in that way, we're saying something true, authentic. We'll continue with this tomorrow.